Penguin Random House Audio presents Reading the Leaves, an intuitive guide to the ancient art and modern magic of tea leaf divination. Written and read by Sandra Mariah Wright and Leanne Marama. This is the author, Sandra Mariah Wright. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF containing illustrations of cups, exercises, and the glossary of tea leaf symbols from the printed book. For my Nana, Mary K. Fournier, who was always there for me and never missed a tea time. For my mum, Joanne M. Power, who nurtured my love of both reading and writing and told me I could do anything I put my mind to. For my husband, Kevin P. Wright, who has held so many of my dreams in his capable hands. All my love always, Sandra.
To my parents, Rita and Edward Marama, who believed in the magic within me. To my grandmothers, Anna Di Bartolomeo and Lena Marama, who taught me the magic of family. Una familia, Leanne.
Introduction. Is my grandmother still with me? Am I going to have the money to pay for my kids' college? Will I find my soulmate? Should I take that job offer? We are professional psychics based in Salem, Massachusetts, and these and many more questions occupy the minds of our clients. They are the kind of inquiries that are at once reaching out to the spirit world and tethered to the challenges of everyday life. Our mission is never to feed the desperate, obsessive, or unhealthy anxieties of our clients, but to empower them to take control of their lives and manifest their dreams. This book is our chance to reach even more people and give them resources they can work with independently. We've been reading for private clients and hosting public events for decades. We launched our first morning tea in 2007 and have counseled thousands of people one-on-one and in small groups. People who, by and large, were not witches, but who came to Salem looking not only for answers, but for magic. I'm Sandra Mariah Wright. I remember the first time my mother shared my baby book with me. This modest collection of fun facts about the only child she would ever raise meant so much to her. And while every baby's journey has common steps, every baby's journey is entirely unique. I remember the way reading about myself gave me an odd feeling, as if the book told someone else's story, because I didn't remember the majority of what it recorded ever taking place. Some things remained true. I was still extremely verbal. I talked at 9 months old. Still fascinated by animals. And I still loved tea. It was the first line under the favorite foods category. As a child, I spent an inordinate amount of time at my grandmother's house. My Nana watched me while my mother worked two jobs. My father was an alcoholic, and I was petrified to be alone with him because he'd drink himself into a stupor. Even at 5 years old, I could sense that being with him was really no better than being on my own. Luckily, my grandmother didn't have a job, so she was there for me after school and into the evenings, sometimes even overnight. Nana was very nearly born in Ireland. Her mother was pregnant with her when she came over to the United States on a ship in 1911. Tea was a family tradition my grandmother carried on. She would put the kettle on at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. every day. She is the main reason tea was the first line in my baby book, as well as my first line of defense against whatever was troubling me as I grew up. It was my father's alcoholism that first awakened my psychic ability. School was done for the day. I would be in the house with my father while my mother worked her second job, waitressing. As I walked down the hill toward home, I had a vision that he would have one of his attacks, a physical episode where he convulsed and had to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance. I was terrified to be alone when this happened. I prayed that he would have the attack before my mother left for work. I could see her there in her uniform helping me. Sure enough, just a few minutes before she would have been out the door, my father went into convulsions and I called out to her. This convinced me that I had a sixth sense, a way to see into the future, to sense what would happen so I could be better prepared for it, especially if it would be otherwise out of my control. This night set the course for me to spend most of my life helping others see into the future so they too could respond to the opportunities, obstacles, and challenges of life. I began practicing witchcraft when I was still a preteen in junior high school. Laurie Cabot had a shop on Essex Street in Salem, and I purchased the components for my first spell there. Of course, it had to do with a boy. In the years ahead, I would come to counsel hundreds of people about their relationships. Throughout my life, the craft of the wise, otherwise known as witchcraft, has provided the support I have needed to overcome obstacles, and I've had the honor of providing many others with the guidance they needed to live their best lives.
I am Leanne Marama. I grew up an only child in a traditional Italian family with a few uncommon traditions. My Nana read tea leaves and interpreted dreams for her neighbors. Unfortunately, I learned very little from her before she passed away, but I believe I have her to thank for my gifts. I realized at an early age that I could tune in to people's inner lives through the sound of their voices. By high school, I picked up tarot cards and was often in the school gym playing with a Ouija board while my classmates were outside playing sports. But as graduation approached, I felt pressure to lead a normal life that met the expectations of others. So I pushed my vivid dreams aside, and I began to focus on college and walking a more conventional path. I went to Catherine Gibbs School to be an administrative assistant, graduated, and secured a dead-end job that basically consisted of pushing papers. I moved into my parents' Revere basement apartment and got married, all before my 22nd birthday. After two lovely children and more than 10 years as a stay-at-home mother, I had lost my identity and my magic. That is when I met my friends and mentors, Sean Poirier and Christian Day, at my first Pagan Pride event. I was restless and eager to rediscover my magical self and to find like-minded people who could understand me. I felt an immediate connection with Sean, and we were inseparable from day one. Sean brought magic back into my everyday life, and I returned to my tarot cards. Sean told everyone how psychic I was, and soon people were coming to me for readings. I started believing in myself again. In 2003, I started working as a psychic and a medium. I had rediscovered my gifts. Supported by an amazing circle of people, I got involved with a local coven and proudly called myself a witch. It wasn't long before I was able to quit my day job and do readings full time. While these changes made me incredibly happy, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. My marriage fell apart. I found myself in the throes of a nasty divorce. There was no turning back. My life as a typical soccer mom was over, and my children watched me transform into a full-time psychic and witch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?